Parshas Vayeshev Tov Shinayim Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megri Oviv Be'eretz Kenua. Rashi, the pasuk says that Yaakov sat Be'eretz Megri Oviv Be'eretz Kenua. Sat Be'eretz Megri Oviv Be'eretz Kenua. Eva told us Yaakov Yosef in Shvas Veishonah Yoroyes Echovatzori Bunaz Me'bilovas Me'zilpon She'ov Vayov Yosef Dibasam Ravihem. So the first thing we have to ask, what's the haschol of a yeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Megri Oviv Be'eretz Kenua'an? What do we need to know where Yaakov was sitting at this point? And that's called Be'eretz Megri Oviv. That's what, even a bigger shtar. Be'eretz Kenua'an, we know he came to Kenua'an. We know what's the point now to tell us a yeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Megri Oviv. Now Rashi, we're going to speak on this Rashi a little bit. Rashi tells the big yisoid that because Yaakov Be'eretz Shalvo. So that's the Vayeshiv, but what's the Yeshiv Be'eretz Kenua'an, what's the Hadgosh Be'eretz Megri Oviv Be'eretz Kenua'an? Secondly, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The told us of Yaakov of Yosef. The only Yosef, I mean, told us of Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, Yaakov had a big, large mishpacha. Ela told us Yaakov is Yosef. So we had some Rashi's bar with that kasha. But we want to be Masber it, the feet of Mahatha, we want to say Be'ez Hashem. He loved Yosef from all his sons. So Venskunim has different pirushim as Rashi. Venskunim was he's born leizikna. That's one pshat. Venskunim Rashi says, or the I'll be the targum. Varchakim hulei. He was a chakim hulei. Va'osaloi k'soin is pasim. So if the pshat Venskunim hulei means, Venskunim hulei means that he was born a sicknus, so he had a certain chavivas, like we know he's Ben Skunim. This is mine Ben Skunim. You make a big thing, so he got made him a nice ktosh padav vashtei. But if the pshat Ben Skunim huloi is the pshat he was bachakim, he was the so what's the pshat? You know, you could say also the same as so, bachakim huloi, so he was a talmud chacham, and he gave, you know, he gave as like a prize at steinus. Came up with a good mark from the Rebbe, so he gave us all this pasuk. But Tzorach Lohomer is it. Okay. Vaita, Shtetim Rashi. Vayeshev Yankiv, Zok Tefelik, Peledik Rashi. Rashi brings from Chazal, Bikesh Yaakov, Leishev Bishalva. Yaakov wanted to sit Bishalva. Koftsa Olav, Ruigzel Shal Yosef. He wanted to sit Bishalva. Kofza olav roiga shal Yosef. This thing of Yosef kofza olav jumped upon the roiga of roiga. The Siddur Chaim is mazal. What's the kofza olav? He says, what's the kofza olav? Be'emes. The Gemara says in Shabbos pechesem at beis that Yaakov had to go down to Mitzrayim. B'shal shel shal baz, he was supposed to go down. So this nisoyon of Yosef and going down to Mitzrayim, the whole zach was supposed to happen anyway. But kofza olav means it jumped upon him, came up on him sooner than it was supposed to be. That's the pshat of Kovtzalov. But we have to understand this Chazal be'etzem. And Rashi, the Chor comes to be mazb with the Chazal, that's what he adds. Loi dayan, zok Rashi, the tzaddikim, she mevak, she lei she'i b'shal, mazeh, loi dayan lohem, mashe, mesukin lohem, loi lam habo, what's prepared for them, elam mevak, she lei she'i b'shal, they want to sit b'shal, loi lam hazeh. So three kashas on this. What's the problem that he wants to sit b'shal? What's Yaakov doing b'shal? Get out the tennis shoes, Ripshach. Ripshach doesn't want to have any problems. He wants, what does he want to do? Go play golf in Florida? PGA? Get me size 9, 4 iron. What's Ripshach going to do? Start playing, maybe go bowling. With his rabbits in. You know, imagine Ripshach in the bowling alley. We'll take lane 9. What's he doing? Leishim Bishalva, what's the title? BK Shah Leishim Bishalva. He wants to sit in left Torah. So he goes, no. That's one Shah. Second Shah, I have L'choira Leishim Bishalva is L'choira also in the Soyan. Anyone say he wants to be Boreach from the Soyan? Doesn't want to have the Soyan. We know Mesil Shisharim says in Perak Aleph, Vini Soma, the person has every matzah of the Mesil Shisharim says is in the Soyan. Zok there that the Mishnah Shishon ki kol in yoni oyla ben le toy per galef kol oyla in yoni oyla ben le toy ben le mutav in ehem nishon is laadah Everything's oynis. Hoyni mitzad echad, ve'oyshu mitzad echad. Hashalva mitzad echad. Shalva, serenity, is an nesayin. So maybe you could say, who are you to ask for this type of nesayin? But l'chayim, it's in that time. He's not running away from nesayin. He wants shalva. Shalva is also nesayin. What are you going to do with the shalva? And the third kash on this mimer is, what's kafsal of roig zoi shal Yosef? What's the lashon of roig zoi shal Yosef? So I want to learn like this. There's a whole mimer over here, but we'll try to give it, get it down. The taina on Yaakov Avinu, let's get this chaylik, you'll get close. The taina on Yaakov Avinu, of BK Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, you want to be back to Lashon, not BK Yaakov Shalva, BK Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Leisha means that Yaakov Avinu was Mavakesh, we'll say it was called that way, a matzav of Yeshiva B'Shalva, which means on a milchama, on a nisyonis. And we'll be mazbah in a minute what the gather is. But he wanted a matzav on nisyonis. On Yisrael means on a milchom. You're right, shalva is in the soim, but it's not leishev shalva. On a nisyoyin, and that's the leishev b'shalva. The leishev b'shalva, they want to sit and learn the menucha on a nisyoyin, on a milchom. Now you say, well, I mean, they understand what olam hazeh, so we can be mazbe that chedek also. I don't know if you want to go into that a little bit. What's the pshat? I mean, they understand olam hazeh, so the pshat, they want to sit and learn b'shalva. That's it. But for them, that's not a melcham anymore. As if the ma'aser with Nochum Stillerman asked him Nosson Zvi Finkel Zatzal, he asked him why did he give him Parkinson's disease? Why did Nosson Zvi have Parkinson's? So Nochum Stillerman had a whole pshat. He said a new pshat, and he, there's a famous story. It's in the Refram book, in the New Refram book, page 77, three lines for the no. Anyway, but the ma'aser, when he spoke, he said it out at the Shluchim Hashas. Anyway, it was at MetLife Stadium. So over there, a friend said this over, but why do you give him Parkinson's disease? I don't know if he said over this chedek, he spoke at the bar, but why? So Nosson Zvi said unbelievable. Nosson Zvi's teretz, Nosson Zvi had another teretz, and Nosson Zvi said Nicham Tano on that, but Nosson Zvi said that I love Torah so much. Torah for me, it's not an assignment to learn Torah at all anymore. I got to such a love of Avas HaTorah, such a massive Avas HaTorah. It's not an assignment. I go into it, it's like eating cake for me. It's like just. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Parkinson's to make it also hard for me to learn Torah. So we could mazbe, that's the Bikesh Levishah, he wanted to sit and learn Torah, have the Nisoyev of being learned Torah B'Shalva. But for those, for Tzadikim, they got to such a Madrega, Yaakov Avinu got to Madrega, of 14 years of not sleeping, he had no Nisoyev of learning Torah, he got such avos Torah, he had no Natiya to Olam Hazeh anymore, his only Natiya was to learn. So as the Natiya of Leishah B'Shalva made, he wanted to sit. I learned Torah B'Shalva. That's the Bikesh Leisha B'Shalva. Now, automatically was on a Melchama B'Atzah. Because if Yaakov Avinu had come to the Madrid, there was no more Melchama of going to the base Madrid. He got so many years of. But that's the Taina Leisha B'Shalva. Because a man has to know. A person has to know that his Matzav in Oilam Hazeh. As Mishael Yisharim says, "Yinei Soma Kodesh Ba'olam Amol Shuramba Machikim Ve'Matayim Esachomrius V'Nim Zishum Musa Be'ez B'Toch Melchama Achazake." A man in this world is in this world to be a fighter. That's what we're here. We're here to be soldiers and fighters. That's the Metzias in Olam Hazeh. That is Olam Hazeh. Olam Abba is a different world. Olam Abba is the world where you sit and then it's a Vashchina. That's Mesukin Lord. That's the go Madrega to Madrega, and you bask in that radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, the Metzias of Olam Hazeh is a Metzias of Melchamas HaYetzer. That is the Metzias. And there's no other way to get around it. That's the Metzias of Olam Hazeh. And we could say, Agav Urcha, that's why this whole thing came by Yaakov Avinu, because that was the battle of Yaakov and Esav. The battle of the two Olamas, everybody knows the Medrash, in the room, they were about who should take Olam, the Akhshad, I'll take Olam Abba, Esav Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh made the Melchama. Bikesh L'Shalva, that's already Olam Haba. So that's what he did, that's the Tzadik, that's the Teretz of the Medrash. That's Olam Haba. They wanted also an Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, that's not the world for that. That wasn't Mesukin for that. It wasn't Mesukin to be a matzav of Leishe B'Shalva. It could be a Melchor B'Shalva. It could be a Nisoyen B'Shalva. But Leishe B'Shalva, to be a matzav, we have no Melchor M'Sayetzer. Kofsal of Roigzai Shal Yosef. Beautiful now. What's the lesson of Roigzai? It's like the Gemara Brachas Hamid Aleph. Lo oilom yargiz odom yitzatov yitzat rakrashi yasel milchomo. The roigza shal Yosef, the machama of Yosef now, the son of Yosef, which is a good lashon of roigas. You can't sit b'shalvi. You have to have another machama, the machamta shal Yosef. And this is the battle that you haven't fought yet. And you have to continue fighting, because that's what you're in this world for, to fight. Next world, you'll sit and bask. In this world, it's an oilam of milchamta. I wanted to be mazel what's together, but it's beautiful. I heard last week the Rav in our shul spoke out, I think from the Shlach Kodesh. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hei, three things a person should do. L'oilam yargiz odom yetzer tov yetzer ra. Three things he should do. He should battle the yetzer hara. So the Gemara says, if you be victorious, mutav, good. If you're not victorious, yasek b'torah, learn Torah. If you're victorious, say Kriya Shema. If nitzchon, mutav. If not, the last thing is yiskalo yom hamisa. Remember yom hamisa. Those are the three. So we asked the famous kasha. One kasha is one. Just go to yom hamisa. It's the most powerful thing. Second kasha is what's the pshat? What are these after these three things? So the Shloss is a Murad Gezach. The Yetzer Hara has b'etzim three specific battlefields against you. Hakina, Vataiva, Vakovoid, Mitzin Esa Adam and Oilam. Kina, Taiva, and Kovoid. Those are the three things. Kina, Taiva, and Kovoid. Those are the three things that take you out of this world. Those are the three Sharoshim, the roots of every Aveira. They're either Kina, jealousy, Taiva, or Kovoid. Like the Shlom Meredek. The Pshat in the Gemara is an unbelievable Pshat. The Pshat in the Gemara is you don't know, you're trying to figure out who you battle, which Yetzirah you're battling with. And for that Yetzirah, you need a different antidote. You need a bit of medicine. So that's why you have to try each one. In Mitzchot, Pshat, that you were able to squash out that thing that was bothering you. Zokter, Taiva, Kina, Taiva, because Taiva is Torah is connected to Taiva. Torah is connected to Taiva. That's what we know. Torah is the lechem of a person. It's supposed to be the sustenance of a person. Torah is connected to the Yitzhak of Taiva. Torah is connected to the Yitzhak of Yitzhak for Taiva. Kina, jealousy of somebody else. Omach HaShemayim. Mekabal Omach HaShemayim. Covered, the third jealousy, is Yiskel HaYom HaMisa. The person thinks he's a mensch. The person thinks he's a somebody. Yiskela Yom HaMisa, you should remember Yom HaMisa. It's a man of Meredik. The man is Meredik now. The man says, try this, try that. And it's why the Teretz is Gevaldik. The Teretz is Gevaldik. It's a Yetzer Hara, but Etzem has three shoshim to attack you. Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. If it's Taiva, you get him with the Torah. If it's Kina, you get him with Malchus Shemayim, but also Malchus Shemayim. And if it's covered, you hold yourself to a man, Yiskalo Yom HaMisa, use the Yom HaMisa. We could say, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll be Drash, I'll be Indian. That Be'emes, Yaakov Avinu, and Be'emes, we know that connected these three Aveiros, Rabbi Yisrael, the three shores that the world lives on, right? The three things that we know. Al Gomel Dvar Ma'olam Oivin, Al Toira, Yal Avoyed, Al Gmiras Chasov. Avoyed is Malchus Shamayim, Toira, and Milas Chasodim. So, Lemais, we know that the three big three Aveiris that there are, the big three Aveiris, Gilu Arayas, Shvichas Domin, and Avodah Zorah, those are the big three. They come for those three Shorashim. Gilu Arayas, Taiva, Shvichas Domin is Kina, right? Why do you kill somebody of Kina toward them? And the third thing is Kovod is connected in what? Avodah Zorah, right? So the Maisa, we could say, Rabbi Sai, maybe we could say Gevaldik, that Yaakov Avinu's Avoida wasn't Shlemis yet. Vayeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Meguri Orev Be'eretz Kanoah. He sat Be'eretz Meguri Orev Be'eretz Kanoah. Yaakov Be'emes had two Be'ikin speaking Nishyona so far. It was in the house of Lavan, Beis Avoida Zorah. He had a deal against the Avoida Zorah, the Gezah. And the second thing he had a deal against was Esav, the Mechamta Esav was a physical battle with Esav. Over the Maisa, the Mechama of Gilui Arayis, that Yaakov didn't have that Nisoy. It wasn't B'Shlemis yet. That Milchamta Shal Yetzer, in that area of the Shlemis of the Gimel Amudim, wasn't Shaykh. Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. Zot Chazal. Everything was Shaykh. Yosef was the Hemshech. Where's the Nisoyim from Yosef, Rabbi Zayin? The Nisoyim's in Eishu Batifah. That's the Gansi Yisoyim of this week's parasha. Is it Mela, Kuvta Chayz Gemari thing? And that's why Eilu told us Yosef, Yaakov, Yosef. What are you doing, Yaakov, Yosef? No, we're telling you the Mida. Vayeshev Yaakov, be Eretz Meguri, all of Eretz Kanan. Eretz Kanan, Kol Ador B'chutz Lords, Kimishay Nalaka. That's what it's all. Be'eretz Meguri, all of keep it over aim. Does Ben Ol Chaveiroi. Does connect the Mida in of Ritzicha. What's left? Taiva. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. This is the Mechamta Shal Yosef. Kofzal of Roigzai Shal Yosef. You think your avoid is finished? Kofzal of Roigzai Shal Yosef. Kofzal of Roigzai Shal Yosef. I have a whole nother shmooze, but I'm not talking. I don't want to go into the practical application of it, but Lamaisa, we always say over there, another shtickle, that's why he gave him the Ksoinis Pasim, as I said. The Ksoinis Pasim was supposed to be the begging to withstand. What is Ksoinis Pasim? Rashi is a pelt. Is a Pasim is Oisius, Potifa, Soichim, Meishkoyach. Rashi was able to figure out how the words fit into it. The Teretz is, Yaakov understood that Yosef was the Hemshech now. If what we understood, that's why it was Kavtal Rechel Yosef. So this was going to be the hemshech of his avoida, and he realized that for Yaakov, in order to fight that yitzhar, he needs this beged shel kavod. As if he beged shel tzitzis. What's the end of tzitzis? Rabbi Yisrael, no, reisim oisus scharta. So the Maisi gave him this beged. Not they thought the brothers thought it was. What are you giving him, the beged? He gave him the beged because he wanted to be the beged to remember his father when he goes out to the world and having the soyan. Poitifar, the Pshat was Munach, and there the whole Yisod of all the Nisyonis was in that coat. So when they took it off, Mary the Garashi, Taroif, Toiraf, Yosef. Says Rashi, it's over. What happened, look, Rashi? With Aisha's Poitifar. What does that have to do with the coat? Toiraf, Toiraf, Yosef. Please, Hatsu, Mashat, the coat. They killed him. Nay. The coat Yaakov was putting in the coat was going to be the Beged Shaltiz, Azoivi, to have remembrance of your father. Now when you have that Asian, he doesn't have it anymore. Torah, Torah, Yosef. It's over! Rashi says, Torah, Torah, Yosef, Asian Potifa. What's going on, Asian Potifa? Teretz is, the Rem is over there. He doesn't have, I gave him the code to go out to the goals, to be the beggar, that through which he's going to be the one. So Yaakov Kamenetsky's Mazba, he taught him, that Yaakov has the whole Shtigal Torah, that he taught him, Yaki Ben Skumo, he taught him all the Torah, Shem Ve'eva. Rav Yaakov says a murder to Gepshad. He says, why the Torah Shem Ve'eva? That's Torah Sagolas, we once spoke about. He gave it to Yosef, because Yosef is going to be the one to go out. And this is also the Hezbollah, Rabbi Yisrael. We go more into it. Why Yosef is the Sitnoi Shel Esav. Because we know that Esav was the one who went out, and he was Loicheid, the women. Right? And Rashi says, well, boy, he hasn't necessarily went out, and he couldn't withstand it. So he has a taina. What do you mean? I was out in the fields, and I couldn't handle the soil, and it's not Shaykh. He's the Sitna Shel Yosef, is the Sitna Shel, he went out and he was stood in his sinus. That's why he's the Sitna Shel Yosef. He showed that it can be done. But the code was that, and that's what Yosef was Zoych Bem, and Musti Yuknoi was the Schus. He remembered his father, but his father wanted to remember with a beggar. It wasn't Stam. He went Skurim Huloi. Like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky means he gave him a Teres Golis. For also like Sonus Pasin, his Babish Daika. Because he had the Teres Golis, which means Yaakov understood that he's the one that has to go out the Golis, and Dak Taka Mimizgabi in this Indian, for also like Sonus Pasin, it's Mamish Hemshech Moridik in the Hemshech. Is a Mela. This was going to be the next Muhammad. But what's practical for us, boys? A great Shtickle Torah rabbi, but what's practical application for us, boys? The practical application of boys is the Yisoid, which bothers me very much. This time to the door. I'm talking to myself. I always talk to myself. You know that. But if I go in a room and I scream at myself, they'll lock me up. That's why I have you guys here. But there's a problem. We have a problem. We are in a matzav of leishev b'shalva. And maybe we're not to blame for it, because the generation is a generation that's making us want to sit b'shalva, b'shalva. But where are the goals? Where is the resilience to grow, to become somebody, to fight, to be a fighter? We'll tackle weak, and that's the terror to everybody. Oh, we're a weak generation. Okay, now go to sleep for the week. That's always the terror. Oh, it's a schwacher generation. Back to sleep. It's a schwacher generation. So what? Therefore what? If we go to sleep, the Gershbrook left us here, and this is what he wants them to misgabe. And it has to be a mechom. You have to realize what kind of mechom. Alone with miyargas, yasa mechom is a grashi heim and alvin brachas. You have to make mechom. You have to go out there and fight and be a fighter and make and realize that he hates a horror. And realize it's going to be schwerkeiten, and you have to overcome those schwerkeiten. And have to fight and make plans and goals how to fight the hates a horror and how to be victorious. I was speaking to a Talmud last night. What are your plans? How to steig in Torah? I don't know. So what are you doing in the yeshiva? I told him, take up plumbing. Go buy a plunger, I told him, and get a truck. I'll make you a truck. Have plunger, will travel. What are you doing in yeshiva without a goal on how to finish mesechus and know mesechus and steig? Everywhere in the world, the boy said, it's the only thing in the world. It's a vada, and we're not coming to Maya. There's a vada of one of the shma. But we're not holding back. With lishma, you learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Lahagdol Torah lahadia. Halavai, we're holding that much. But in order to stag in Torah, a person has to have goals. The Yitzhar doesn't even have to fight us anymore. No one does anything anymore. A guy tells me, one omid a week, they learn yeshiva. Bekiya Seder. Rachmona Litzlan. On this, of Gifta said, I'm getting sick. My whole sickness is because of this. I see a generation of Amoratzim Doraisa Udarabonon. No goals. What are you doing? Where's the Muhammad to bow the Yetzer? He won already. He took away our Kalim. We have no, we're not fighting. Do we do Chazor? Do we know the Gemara? We don't know the Gemara. Go in, nothing, yes, Kain, no. What are we doing, Yeshiva? Where's the Muhammad? Where's the battle? It's not going to go easier, my side. You gotta schwitz, you gotta work hard. Chazorah, boy, it's something that we have to talk about. We have to chazor over the chazorah hundreds of times. So how is a person in his right mind think that he can know Torah without chazorah? Plumbing! Maybe baking. Shmuel's bakery. Maybe you can make muffins for a living. But you wanna be a Talmud Chacham, you wanna be someone who knows Torah, you gotta chazor. If you don't chazor, hang up the Gemara. Because it'll all go down the drains. So that's where you take up drainage. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if I tell you now, you know what, I want you to go plant the whole field now. Go plant the whole field, but don't kaitzer it. Just leave it up. Let it grow and leave it. Let it rot. You see, you are crazy, man. You're a crazy person. What are you telling me to do? I plowed, I hoed, I did everything, and I stayed up. So to Gemara Chazor is the biggest Yetzirah. That's the Muhammad. Yetzirah battles the Chazor. Who chazes it? Go around Yeshiva, make it in. Who chazes the Gemara today? Who spends a weekend? Weekends in my times were made for Michelob. There used to be a song now. Weekends are made for Chazor, everybody said. There's no real schedule. A person should be chazing. They say Rav Shach every Friday night, spent the whole Friday night chazing over everything he learned that week. Here it's pretty easy. You could probably do it between Mincha and Maariv Friday night. You do an Amid, and you not know, sometimes you don't finish the Amid, so you do three quarters of an Amid. So you probably could do it between Mincha and Maariv, but when the rabbi is giving the kids a shulchan aruch here. But a guy should be doing a few blot a week, and I spend the whole week, and after the week, he's having his pocket. Whatever he learns, I don't care, Gemara, Halacha, where's the Muhammad to know Torah, to have Torah in it, to be kind of Torah, by side. Torah is only Miku, the first thing. Talmud. The first thing, 48 ways. You gotta be kind of Torah, by said. We gotta get into our noodles. I'm talking to myself, by said. Don't get anything in there. You gotta get into your noodles. You gotta be kind of Torah. There's no such thing. You're learning Torah. It's to be kind of it, to get it, to become accomplished in it. If you're not doing that, you're wasting your time. Chas v'shalom, the way it's about a mitzvah Talmud Torah. But you're gonna walk around depressed at the end of this month. You gotta spend time being koina. You have to have the 48 ways. Aaron says, you need the 48 ways. Without that, just like you make it, I want to marry a woman. So you say, well, what are you gonna do? Nothing. You know, I'll throw a hula hoop around her. What is that? It doesn't do anything. There's some ways to be koina. Take a ring, put it up there. There's ways to do it. There's halachas of kinyanim. How to be koina. You want to koina some mashiach. You can't just do it. You know, I'll talk about it for the 10 days. I'm gonna talk about how I'm gonna koina this sada. It doesn't do anything. Talk, it's cheap. You gotta be koine, you gotta make a king, kesev, whatever it works. If it tells you there's 48 ways to work, the first thing of our side is Talmud. Talmud means hasmada. Talmud hasmada, you gotta spend time and hovering, I say, hovering. But hovering with the ace of being koine, to chazer it, to know it, to understand it, to have it in your palm. And if not, Rachmon itself, what are we doing? What are we doing, Rabbi Sa? The guy's in medical school. He's not learning the materials. What's going to happen to him? He's not going to become a doctor. No one's going to go to that doctor. You're in yeshiva to become a Talmud Chacham. So Tosis Shuvah Samach Gimel Kol Hoylech Li Yeshiva Nasa Odom Gadol. Nasa Odom Gadol. So today is a different husband Odom Gadol. With lunch and supper, three meals and snacks, he becomes Takan Odom Gadol. Odom Gadol An Ma'oid could be. Because there's bakeries around, the Chama bakeries, and it was Mamish Adam Gadol. I don't think that's Kavanah's Tosfos. I don't know, Ulai, check art scroll, note 37, maybe there's another Pshat. But Adam Gadol means, Kola Hoylech Li Yeshiva, because Adam Gadol. That's what the Pshat in Tosfos said. Kola, it doesn't say the Eloi from Mechich, the Eloi from Scranton, the Eloi from New Haven. It doesn't say that he becomes Adam. Kola Hoylech Li Yeshiva, that means anyway goes to Yeshiva. So what's the point? Why are we walking out Gadolim? What's the Pshat? What are we doing? Why are the Gdolim? Gdolim Olam? Everybody say, oh, what's going to be the next generation? Who's going to be the Gdolim? Very, very few, everybody said. We're going to have a lot of Gdolim this way, but no Gdolim that way, everybody said. Why? Because there's no plans, no goals, there's no chazoras, there's no working it out to get a klar. It's just battering and battering. Maybe this is shot, maybe that's shot, and we're left with zero means zero, everybody said. It's a terrible thing about it. Not that I'm stomach here, the oil is not that way. I'm just speaking to a Talmud in America. He said he doesn't know anything, he's learning Amid a week, they want to know Amid a week, look up this, look up that. What are we doing about it? It got me all to hits. I'm sorry for taking out. I'm sure you all, everybody here chazes hundreds of times the Gemara's on Shabbos. That's what they do on Shabbos. After last week they're not eating cholent. Or maybe they are with Chavonis. But the Maisa Shabbos, I remember Rosh Shiva's itself. He used to cry Friday, such a hell of a good day. I'm not telling you from if a guy, but my schedule, when I learned there's a Bach and Torah Or, I used to get dressed, you'll think I'm crazy, but I used to get dressed right after Shacharis. I took my shower, I got dressed, and I learned from Shacharis till, even on the summer months. I learned till Lechadoidi. Regular Bachar from West Hempstead. I learned from Shacharis till Say. I was dressed, people looking at me strange, he has his tie on. I have to go polish my shoes. 3 hours polishing the shoes. Covered Shabbos, listening to MBD. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. 3 hours listening to the same song already. Hopefully you'll be free after all those, listening to that song. 3 hours, what are you doing Shabbos Friday Friday? Oh, I gotta go to Gaula, buy nuts. Yeah, how long does that take? Popcorn also, come on Rebbe, you know. Oinik Shabbos. Friday the whole day, Rabbi said, then steig away, and then Shabbos day, and from Motzi Shabbos day, so I love Motzi Shabbos day. You finish Shabbos 6 o'clock, you have a whole night. What's it to do? Rabbi Malk! The old shot. But anyway, but Dylan knows the old shot, it's not for this old. Anyway, Rabbi said, there's so much time for Chazara, but there's no new going on. There's so much Chazara to get a claw and the Chazara over, and the Chidushi Torah come from that. Become Adam Gadol, Rabbi Yisrael. I told the guy once, all you have to know is 20 black Gemara today, you could become Adam Gadol. It's a terrible thing. But no one knows. Who knows 20 black Gemara Klor? You know 20 black Gemara, you could be Mamish from the top of the list. Maybe you can be speaking next year or go to a convention. 20 black Klor, and you laugh, it's a pale thing, thousands of Bnei Torah. What's going to be doing? Same kasha. What are they doing? What are you doing? You're learning Torah? You're becoming the Torah? You're doing the things becoming the Torah? A person has to know. Zok the Marek Kohen in Brochus Hay. The Gemara says that if the person is Efshalasik, but he's going to learn Torah, and he doesn't learn Torah, Kodesh Bor Mevi Yisurim Michu Orim. Dirty Yisurim. Disgusting Yisurim. So in fact, the Marek Kohen, was there such a thing as nice Yisurim? So he says, he brings a Chazal, a Medrash Tillim. Omer Rav Bizna. There's no such thing as a person without Yisurim in this world. No one doesn't have Yisurim. Ze'er v'ze'er. Everybody should be up at night. Ze'er, he has a toothache. He has to go to the dentist tomorrow. The Ze'er, he's trying to figure out Pshat in the Gemara, the Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, trying to get Pshat. Meaning to say this to you, so there's a Melchama, you're going to have the Melchama. You can use to your Melchama. It's a Meredith from Chassam Soifa. He says that Lemaise, Amadina Zuhi Omer, at the beginning of the year, Ezel HaMelchama. So Chas V'Shalom, there can be Nigzah, many Melchamas. Dr. Chassam Soifa, since it's Nigzah in the Oyam of Melchamas, that Gezer can be taken out through Torah. How? We know this thing called Melcham Lashon HaGemara in Megillah, Melcham Tishol Torah. So if there's a Melchama in Torah, person fights in Torah, that takes, because it's exactly how many Melchamas there have to be. There has to be 1,000 Melchamas this year. So if we're fighting, but we can take it out with Torah. Every person has Melchamas. You have to Melchamas say Yetzer, but you can take it out, Rabbi Yisai. Those Melchamas, and not have the big Nisroel, you can have it in the base of Medrash. You make a Melcham against Yetzer. I'm the Chazer. It's a big battle, not the Chazer. The Gemara says in Avodah Zohar, Yodu Chacham Hai Milsa Yavavri Allah. But a person has to know it's a Melchama. It's a Melchama. And the Maize is Soifah Shaldover. If you don't battle, you're never going to win. You got to make aces for yourself. How to battle. Any time a person goes to battle, but the first thing, he makes a strategy. If you don't go with a strategy, the war's over from the beginning. Chazal gives us a strategy here. Which Yetzer Hara is, as we spoke out, what to use against it, which machinery to use. These guys, like now, they have guerrilla warfare, you have to go this way. If it's a battle against a Medina, you have to have a strategy. What's my strategy to come out of this year with a baki in Masechta the Baba Kama? What's my strategy? Never thought of it? Plumbing! Basket weaving. Go into basket. What do you mean you never? Can you imagine a guy comes to the college professor? Yes, Mr. Sternstein. I would like to apply to your college. Okay, Professor Charles. What would you like to take? No idea. What do you think I should do? What are you coming here for? Well, I want to get a degree. In what? Don't know. Okay, try this course. So the course is medical. He says pre-med. He comes in with basket weaving books. How to make a basket. And the guy says, what are you doing in my class? Well, they told me to show up here. I'm here for pre-med. But we don't do basket weaving over here. The guy shows up to the base med. He has no plan what he's doing this year. What he's doing. So what's he doing there? Achatz v'shom not saying go out. Every word of Torah is harsher, but you got to make a plan for the goals. You got to make strategy. What are you doing this month? How much are you going to finish? How much are you going to know? Are you going to know it clear? Then, Be'ez Hashem, that's the Muhammad. That's the battle. Now you have to go out. You play. At least you have a strategy. But if you come in there without a strategy, you're far gone. You're in Nesta, you're in Yeshiva. Of course you have no Cheshik. How do you expect to have Cheshik? Every month, same thing. The same 20 block, the same thing. We start Megillah again after the thing because we don't have any program to finish it. Megillah starts, break out the Megillah after Hanukkah. Okay, at least we'll finish Megillah. Oh, we didn't get that. Marcus is 24, but a little smaller. There's always Tumit to rely on, 7 block. Praise Hashem. In school, it's the night before he does the 6 block, he finishes. See you, Gavaldi. Gavaldi finished it. But every year, the same thing, everybody said. In fact, I heard in front of the mirror, the store owners note that after Hanukkah, start bringing out the Megillahs. They order like 1,000 Megillahs. Everybody's like, okay. Yevamos! I remember a guy telling me, like, that's it, I'm finishing Yevamos. This year, this winter, I went in Yevamos. 3 weeks into this month, you know what, I'll do a 6 prok. I think about Yevamos. Yeah, Hanukkah done! Megillah for sale! Anybody have a Megillah? With the art score. Okay, Baruch Hashem. And then he says, I'm struggling with Gil. You have any eightses? How I can finish this round? Of course, no eightses. You know, no program, no goal. What's that? Try this. You have goals, Baruch Hashem. You want to be my Sliach in Torah. But Eiz Hashem is Baruch. I'm telling you, Baruch Hashem, my experience. People say, I know something in Torah. I don't know if I know, I don't know. But one thing I did is that I spent a lot of time Chazorahs and things like that. And I had goals for myself. I still have to work on myself to make better goals. But I'm saying, you got to do that. You gotta put it in the morning. I don't know, it's not, maybe it's not your fault, maybe there was no, but you gotta make goals for yourself. What you're doing in the morning, say what you're accomplishing. You're right, if you're learning sugars, what's happening with those sugars? They're going down the drain? Write up every sugya, we're showing them every end of the week. You have two things. You pick here Friday, spend on the Be'in. Write up. Ritva, Rajba, my Ramagat Shia says, have it all down, get a clerk out every week. And he chaz over week. You come out, you know sugyas. What did you learn? You did the sugya, Baba Kam, Bar Mizkal. We talked about it. Yeah, I think there's something, somebody, there's a Birka Shmuel. There's a Birka Shmuel in every sugya. Like one guy said, oh, there's a Birka Shmuel in this sugya. I said, yeah, what does he say? I don't know. Of course, well, it sounds like, oh, there's a Birka Shmuel in this sugya. There's 32 Birka Shmuels on the first 10 blah. There's a Birka Shmuel in this sugya. Yeah, very nice. What does he say? I don't know. The guy opens his Gemara. He says, oh, did I learn this ever? Why was the day yet? I had a guy who came to Fahem and turned or. I didn't ask him, and I want to fahar him. So I said, go take a gemara. What did you learn last month? He didn't know what he learned. The Masechta was a big show. Anyway, the kids, but this other guy comes on, Baba Kam, we learned this. Did I learn this on bit? I'm not sure. Oh yeah, there's writing here. Then he sees it's his brother's gemara, so it's not a writing. I'm not sure. There's remarks over here, I am playing Yoshua. Oh, Givaldi. You know anything? You have anything klar? I'm telling you, for your sake, it's not only for the sake of... the sake of feeling that I'll accomplish the geschmack, but I'm telling you, when you have a Gemara Kvot, you want to feel confident, you want to feel geschmack, you want to feel your mamash, your person knows Torah, he's the top of the universe. You know Torah, you know 10 block Gemara, clerk, a guy says a thing, oh, that's a sugi brachas, that's a sugi this, you feel like $1 million, that's not my own covered atzmi. But also, you feel accomplished in this world. You feel you did something when you taught, mishnayis, this, whatever you did, know it, Rabbi, say, chazret. But you got it's a battle. This is weird, exactly. That's why you find people on Chaz. The Yetzirah and the Chaznish, I think, said it. This is where the Yetzirah battles us. This is our Milchama. He battles us in the field of Chazorah and getting a claw and having something claw. Because he knows if we'll taste this, we'll never want to have anything else. Money back guarantee. I told this guy in America. Start doing an Amid today. He said he has a certain Harusa, he's weak. Money back guarantee. Start learning an Amid today. I might tell you, each person make their own schedule and do a chazor every week and take a test and chazrit. I guarantee this guy's going to start yecheshit. Guarantee. Money back. And I'm telling you, everybody, make schedules. We get chazrit tens of times, hundreds of times. And I guarantee if a muridik yecheshit, a muridik aliyan Torah, a muridik ismana, but it's still early enough to salvage this man and you don't have to take out the Megillah for it, Rabbi Yisrael. Shvizirch of Ezer Hashem Tishtaigois. And win the battle. Nitzcho, the first is with Torah. Deserve to be Metznatzer, the Yetzirah, through the Mechamta, Shal Torah, Be'ez Hashem. That should be our Ikum Mechama. And deserve to be Emesh, become Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch, who has such nachas. The Gemara says, Ashi Mishamolo Betoyer, and I say, Nachas, Ruch, the Yoitze, today, what gives nachas to Kodesh Baruch? Is this Shtai, this Bilchama, this Amal Betoyer, to be Mamish Amal, to understand the Klar. Should be Zerich of Emesh, to give a nachas, Ruch, the Yoitze.